Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abu Salbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
Doing real well. I don't know about you, but I had a lot of fun putting together this mix, like more than the normal amount of fun that I have putting together mixes.
I think the funnest part about this mix is how many like funny memories it brought back of the various like shows and movies and stuff that we pulled this from. So yeah, it's a very fun mix. So tell people out there what we worked on this week.
Yeah, so I think we alluded to this in an earlier episode, like we often do, and then we're like, let's build a mixtape around it. These are fictional bands. Songs from fictional bands. So that's either TV shows or movies. And they were a band, you know, in that context, and oftentimes like put out some pretty good music actually. And so we were like, wouldn't it be cool to put together a mix of a number of these like fake bands where honestly, for a number of these, I would buy like a full album from them. And I would listen to all of their music because I really like them.
Yeah, and a few of these folks did put out albums. Like, we'll see. There's yeah, various levels of them, but yeah, some of them it was kind of it came and went. But it's yeah, just some great stuff on here. Really a lot of fun. So let's get into it.
Yeah, like I did last time, though, I do want to do an honorable mention here for a band that did not make this mix, which is Scrantonicity from The Office. Because he only does covers of Police songs. I felt like I couldn't do it, but band.
And a fantastic band name, right? Like there's so much, that's just right up there where if you're going to do a Police cover band and you're in Scranton, Pennsylvania, of course it would be called Scrantonicity.
Exactly. All right. But for now, let's really get into it. So the first pick is yours and it is I Think I Love You by The Partridge Family.
Yeah, the Partridge Family was a made-up band on TV. These were all actors, although they ended up putting out like a couple albums. They even got nominated for a Grammy for Best New Artist.
That's amazing. I didn't know that they were fictional, to be honest. I was like, whoa, were they? Like, that was news to me, I guess, had like a career.
No, David Cassidy was kind of the big breakout star, but like Susan Day, who was in the band and on the show, like she was later on LA Law, if you recall that series on NBC.
Yeah.
Danny Bonaducci was like the cute kid on the show, and he turned into just a train wreck that's addicted to Red Bull.
Oh, goodness.
But the band was led by the mom of the Partridge Family, Shirley Jones. But I Think I Love You, this was actually like their debut single. And I think it's not a bad, it's definitely of an era, right?
Yes.
And so unlike some of these other songs that we'll get to that are trying to replicate the era, this is just sort of reflecting what's out there. And it was kind of, hey, we're a family band and here's our first song. Okay, I Think I Love You. And it was David Cassidy singing. And I think the thing I like about this one and that I think you might appreciate a little bit is how it builds a little bit, right? Like mm-hmm. lyrically and musically, there's a build here that I feel is right up your alley.
Yeah, I agree. I really like this one. It's got like, it's really catchy is what I wrote and what I feel about it. And it is kind of like an earworm, like the way it's sung. Like I don't know. It was really nice. Yeah, it's got a vibe to it for sure. But you're right. I don't think it was like, it wasn't trying to be that. It just was that. And now we look at it as like a throwback vibe. In reality, it was just a, like you said, a snapshot of the time. So I really liked it. But it was fun for me to be like, A, kind of remember the Partridge Family, because that was a little bit ahead of my time. And so B, to be like, oh, I had no idea that it was actually, like it was a fake, you know, not a fake band, but like a TV founded band, you know?
Yeah, purely based on television, not like these guys came together musically, but they did 100 episodes over 4 seasons.
It's amazing.
Now, if a show is on for four seasons, it's on. It's like, yeah, there's four seasons. It's 24 episodes. And it's like, right. That sounds exhausting to go through, you know?
I know. You're right. TV seasons used to be really long. And now you're lucky if you get eight out of one. Like, yeah.
If you go back and look at, I mean, not to get off on a tangent, but there were some sitcoms where it's like, yeah, they did seven seasons, 342 episodes. And it's like, wait, what?
Frasier on episode 9, yeah. Or sorry, 39.
Oh my God.
Of a single season.
Yes.
It's like, oh, it's too much.
Crazy.
It's too much Frasier.
Crazy. Too much Frasier. All right. Well, this next one, I don't think we got too much of, probably too little of. Okay. And I think I'm going to mess up the pronunciation of this one, but the title is We Are Sex Bob Omb. By Sex Bob Omb from Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yes, we are Sex Bob Omb.
Bob Omb.
Yeah, Bob Omb. I love it where she kind of yells, actually, we are Sex Bob Omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff. And then they click, you know, they tap into the song, and then it's like this amazing punk song, like punk rock song. You know, it's got like this shredding guitar. It's just like loud energy. The bombs come from Mario. So the little walking bombs that will like run out and
yes.
explode. So I guess these are sex bombs. So I don't know what to do with that. But I love the name. Love the movie. Great, great film that I've watched a number of times. It's like just a really fun live action comic book, basically. I just really love that they have this band and that they're just there to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I think what I really appreciated about this is that obviously it's going to be professional and it's going to be rehearsed, right? But it still has to sound like a high school garage band.
Yes.
And I think that's really impressive that you can obviously like kind of nail like it's sounding good, but not sounding so good that it's like, this can't really come from these three people.
Yes, totally. I love that. Yeah, that's a really good point. Like it still has to have that kind of unrehearsed or not rehearsed enough feel to it. Because otherwise you're right. It's like, okay, these guys sound really good. Like, why aren't they touring?
yeah, exactly. Like, why isn't this high school band like a monster hit? Instead, it's like, yeah, they're... This is listenable, but it's not that good. It's not that polished. And so kudos to the songwriters here and the musical directors who kind of made that happen.
Absolutely. All right. Next track. Great movie. This had to be on our mix. So the song is Fever Dog by Stillwater. And of course, that's from Almost Famous.
Yeah, I mean, Almost Famous, Cameron Crowe movie, and actually it's Cameron Crowe and Ann Wilson of Heart who wrote this song. So he, you know, you kind of, when you're writing a movie or a TV show about any kind of artist of some sort, right, whether it's a musician or a comedian or like an actual artist, right, like the output has to be believable, like believably good. So in Almost Famous, when it's like this super huge rock band, right? You kind of have to nail the song, right? Like their big song has to be like pretty strong so that you could say like, yeah, I can believe these guys are good. So it's like, it's awesome that not only did Cameron Crowe jump in on the lyrics, but he got Ann Wilson and they really like did a lot for the music here to try to get it to a certain level.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like going back to our previous point, it would be very unrealistic if it sounded terrible. And yet they were like this crazed mega band touring across America with all these people that wanted to follow them. It's like, well, you know, that kind of you lose the veneer of the story in that case and you see right through it. So you're right. They put together a great song, loved the band, you know, loved all the drama that comes with it. I feel like that's still very much... You know, it's like part of an era, but I feel like you could remake that film pretty easily. I feel like that's still kind of like the stereotypical culture there. Although I don't think you could just write an article and get it featured by Rolling Stone anymore. I think that part is left in the past.
that time is probably past. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, exactly. Or just kind of like leave for a summer and have your mom not really know where you are most of that time.
Right.
I don't see my kids pulling that off. Yeah.
No, No, definitely not. Yeah. Yeah, with the odd phone call here and there.
Right. I guess he's okay. We haven't seen him in a month. Yeah.
Good times.
All right. Trek 4. We've got If You're Into It by Flight of the Conchords, of course, from the brilliant show Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah. I love them so much. Like, this had to be on my mix. Because, you know, great fictional band from New Zealand. They've got some great songs. Of course, like, the show is structured to where they break into song, and it's never really clear if the other characters, like, are aware that the song is happening. Sometimes they even take part in the song. So I always loved that, to where they kind of mix that. But this song in particular has some of the best lyrics of, I mean, really any of theirs. Like, they're all really, really smart. But I love the sentiment of this one because it started off with Brett writing for his girlfriend that he would do anything for her. Like, I'd climb the highest mountain, you know, very reminiscent of like those types of songs. And Jermaine challenges him and is like, well, would you do those things? He's like, no, like, I definitely wouldn't. So it's so instead he writes a song which is much more toned down. It's probably the most consent-driven song ever.
Yes,
because the entire song is like, I can do all these things if you're into it. and Jermaine and Brett like play off of each other in it so brilliantly, as they often do in their songs. So loved, loved, loved the song, and I love their band.
Well, and it's so funny, you know, listening to this again and thinking back to, you like, think about how many songs are out there, like, especially in the like R&B space, where it's just this guy telling this woman what he's going to do to her, right?
Right.
And they essentially write the same song, but they just add these four words, if you're into it. And it just completely, like, turns the song into something different, and I think just so brilliant. So it's just those four words that take these all these songs that are out there of these guys saying what they would do to this woman. And then it's like, but if right. here's Brett going, if you're into it, you know?
Oh my God, it kills me. Yeah, like Brett singing then on her next date, well, you could bring your roommate. I don't know if Stune is keen to, but if we want, we could double team you. Oh my God, it's like, it gets so explicit, but it's so hilarious and playful while it's doing that, that you're not even aware of, like you said, what they're really proposing here.
Yes, that there's just that simple, if you're into it, I don't, you know.
If you're into it.
Right?
Yeah, no, no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure.
All right. Next track is kind of in the same vein, where it takes like a funny spin on a genre of music. And this is Never Did No Wanderin' by The Folksmen.
Yeah, The Folksmen is one of three fictional bands in the Christopher Guest movie, A Mighty Wind. And I mean, here, what's impressive is that this is a really good, solid folk song. And yes. It just parallels. It's just a great facsimile of like what a folk song would have been from like the 1960s. And so what's so impressive here is like, it's not overtly comical. It's just that you have these comic actors singing. I think it's like Michael McKean, Harry Shearer, I mean, and maybe Christopher Guest are the three folksmen. And I mean, it's just so well, this is just well done. This is just a really well-crafted folk song. The only part that kind of makes me laugh is I think they describe their father as being from west of hell, which is a line that always awesome. Makes me laugh. But just brilliantly done here.
I think the comical part for me of what, like, the kind of subtlety of it is that the title is like Never Did No Wandering, and they are doing like a folk song about typically, like, you hear them about people who are wandering the country, roaming like the roads and always on the move. And here's someone who's like, yeah, like, if I had done those things, that's probably would have been my experience, but I never did no wandering. Right. So it's truly a song written about not doing the thing that most folk songs are written about doing, which I think is so brilliant.
Yes. Yes. No, it's so good. And all the music in A Mighty Wind, I mean, that's one definitely check out, because it's a really funny movie, but the music is so well done.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to watch it. I love Christopher Guest films.
All right, track 6, and this is one I did not know offhand, but really entertaining. This is Margarine by Sadgasm from The Simpsons.
Yeah, specifically, there's an episode of The Simpsons where it's like that 90s episode. The show has been on for so long that like the story of how Homer and Marge met has like progressed through time. You know, like it used to be told going back to where they were in the 60s and then maybe in the 70s and 80s. And now like it reached a point where they were meeting in the 90s. And so they did this brilliant episode. One of my favorite like late Simpsons episodes, because it's really, really funny. But Homer basically joins or creates like the grunge sound in Seattle. Like he's kind of like a Kurt Cobain character. And he breaks up with Marge and he sings this song called Margarine. And his band's name is Sadgasm, which I also love. Great band name. And this is actually basically like a cover of Glycerine by Bush, which is like another great grungy sound band from that era. But I love it. Like, it's so catchy. And I feel like if Sadgasm put out a full album, I totally would listen to it. I want the full, you know, I want the full experience here.
You're right. It took me a second to match up to Bush's Glycerine. Yes. But yeah, it is. It's a really good facsimile of that. And just, I mean, just really well done. And yeah, I agree. I would love to. Being more of a 90s, you know, kind of, I kind of straddled the 80s and 90s. But yeah, I think I would love to hear a full album by Sadgasm.
Yeah. Sung by Homer, of course. Like he's got to be the lead on that. All right, track number 7, another one that definitely had to make the mix, and one we've covered before, actually, and it is Dance With Me Tonight by The Wonders.
Yeah, The Wonders, of course, from the movie That Thing You Do, which is Tom Hanks' directorial debut. A lot of the music in this on this album was done by the late Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne. They just, again, similar to how A Mighty Wind nailed the music of that era, so did this one. And this was a song, I featured That Thing You Do before, as well as another song from the soundtrack. So this is the third song from The Wonders. First of all, really cool that they're able to kind of create sort of a whole album with these actors, which is neat. And like Almost Famous, you've got to nail the music if you're going to tell me this band is good. And they definitely do that. And for something written in the 1990s, trying to, you know, recreate something from the 1950s, 1960s, this was really good. And it was kind of played during a montage where they're performing around the country. So a really fun song.
I agree. Yeah, I love that they have an entire album. And you're right. Like, they totally nailed that sound. And it is really impressive when you consider that, like, the writers set out to write a film, but then also had to write like and create a successful band and then an album for that band. So it's a lot of writing, and it's like a lot of different types of writing. So it's very impressive in that regard, but love The Wonders, the O'Niders, if you will.
That's right.
And I love that film. It's one that I have definitely watched a number of times.
All right. Track 8. Now this is another one I'd forgotten about. So I'm so glad you pulled it up. You All Everybody by Driveshaft. From the TV show Lost.
Yeah, like you hear that and you immediately, at least for me, I'm like, you all, everybody. just hearing Charlie sing that all the time in the show.
Because he's trying to remind people who he is.
Exactly, yeah, which is never a good sign when you need to like replay kind of your one-hit wonder, if you will, to people that wasn't even maybe a one-hit wonder because people don't know who you are and what
right,
your band
right.
was. So maybe it wasn't even the one hit. But yes, Charlie, you know, rest in peace, Charlie. Sorry, that's a spoiler for Lost, but the show's been out for 20-something years. All right, relax. It's fine. But yes, great, great fictional band. We get some of the backstory of the band, and, you know, over a couple story arcs, him and his brother and kind of their struggle with drugs and fame and, like, again, all that kind of stereotypical stuff that comes with being a touring band. And this is their kind of lead single, if you will, their big hit, which honestly, like, the lyrics make no sense. They make no sense to me. And I'm not sure the song would be popular, but maybe, like, maybe it is one of those ones that's like just popular enough to where they can get in trouble, but not so popular that everyone on that plane knew who they were. So maybe they nailed it in that regard.
Well, I mean, let's say Lost came out, what, mid-2000s or early 2000s?
Early 2000s, I think, yeah.
So this would have been like a band from the, you know, mid to late 90s. Maybe it could have fit in that era and been a
true.
Hit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you're right. Just re-listening to it, I'm like, I was more excited because you brought that back and I hadn't thought about this band in so long. And then when I listened to it, I was like, yeah, this is just okay. Yeah.
It is. It is an okay song. This next song is more than okay, though. I think it's really good. And it's Let's Duet by John C. Reilly and Angela Correa.
Yeah, John C. Reilly playing Dewey Cox in the movie Walk Hard, which was a takeoff of the Walk the Line movie, the Johnny Cash movie. And I mean, the movie is just so ridiculous and hilarious. And this song is just hysterical. In the movie, it's Jenna Fischer playing Darlene, who's kind of the June Carter to Dewey Cox's Johnny Cash, right?
Yeah.
And so Angela Correa is actually providing vocals on the recorded track. But I mean, this song is just so ridiculous. Just the opening line, "In my dreams, you're blowing me kisses." And so if you just look at the lyrics on paper, it's this very sweet song, right?
Yes.
But the way they sing it with the pauses are just hysterical. And it's just brilliant as a result.
Yeah, the pauses like make it. My friend and I actually have a game where we will send a text that is like, you hit send too early, and and it changes the meaning like dramatically. It's so great. So that's a really fun game you can play. There's like a lot of different options there. But it's like, yeah, like if your boss like sent you a message like, we are letting you go, and then hit send, you're like, oh shit, like I'm being fired. And then immediately was like, to that trip next week that you put in time to.
To Amsterdam for a month for market research. Oh my exactly. God. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, this is basically that song. And it's so much fun. I literally was laughing out loud to how it's sung. Again, very like innocently, but so much innuendo and like a lot of playfulness in it. So great pick.
All right, track 10, you've got Ow, My Face by Mystic Spiral from the TV show Daria.
Yes. I like, honestly, this came to me late. I was like, oh my God, right, the band on Daria. Because I loved Daria. Talk about like a 90s show encapsulated. Yes. Right? Like kind of that MTV era. You know, this was on that channel. And just living that 90s life in like suburbia America. So great. So yeah, Daria is friends and has this, you know, huge crush on this guy who's the lead singer of Mystic Spiral. And he always notes that they're thinking about changing the band name, which I think is just a really fun thing throughout that show. But you know what? This song kind of rocks. Like I think the lyrics are hilarious, and they could totally be lyrics that like a punk band like this would have, where he's like, you're chopping off my nose to spite my face. Ow, my nose. Ow, my face. Ow, my nose. It's so catchy and it's so funny because it's absolutely in the style of a lot of that music. So really, really love it and was happy to reminisce about this show.
Yeah, I was not a like dedicated Daria watcher, so this one did not like immediately spring to mind, but I thought it was pretty good, right? And I did love the takeoff of the phrase cutting off one's nose to spite one's face, right? It's like,
yes.
Yeah, this is really well done. So yeah, I thought it was a really, really good offering and love the throwback to the 90s with Daria.
The last thing I'll shout out here is to the comment section in YouTube. You find some gold in there every now and then. And someone wrote that this is their go-to song when they have a sinus infection. It's like, ow, my nose, ow, my face, ow, my nose on repeat, which I think is accurate.
God, why doesn't some drug company license this song for a commercial? Like, wouldn't
they
that?
They really should. Yeah. Like
some sinus medication? I don't know.
SuperAwesomeMarketing.com.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Yeah. Yep. Come on.
All right. Track number 11, your last pick here. Another band I didn't realize was fictional in its roots. Amazing. And it's Big Bottom by Spinal Tap.
Okay. Another Christopher Guest offering. I mean, you know what's in my wheelhouse. That guy's brilliant. But First of all, it sounds exactly like something from Deep Purple or some other classic rock band. So Spinal Tap did a great job of recreating that classic rock sound. But again, they weren't that far removed. I mean, Spinal Tap came out, I think, in the 80s sometime, I feel like. So not that far removed from that time of a lot of these bands. Queen had a song called Fat Bottom Girls. So I think this was just a takeoff of that. And everything, I mean, the lyrics are ridiculous, but they keep adding in this line, you know what I mean, even though there's no doubt based on the lyrics what they mean. But I love how they add that in there. And then it all leads up to this double entendre question of how could I leave this behind, which I don't know. What can you say? I mean, it's just magical. So. Yeah. Everybody should listen to Big Bottom.
I was going to call out that exact same line because it just makes you laugh so much. Brilliantly written, great parody of Fat Bottom Girls, but still like a great rock song with like a lot of synth elements thrown in there. Like I love it. Like, and I think that's part of why I thought this was like a legit band my whole life, because people like talked about Spinal Tap, right? Like
they did. Yes. Yeah. No doubt. Spinal Tap has a lot of songs. People, they did the full album thing, just like some of the other movies we've talked about here. So, yeah, not an easy task. But Christopher Guest shows up here twice. All right, your final pick, and I mean this was amazing. You picked Three Sad Virgins. This is from Saturday Night Live. And it features Pete Davidson and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, like a little bit of a cheat because there's not really a fictional band here. Like,
well, but it is, right? Like they're not making more music, these two.
Right, exactly. Yeah, like Pete Davidson comes to them, wants to write a song. And, you know, so they form like a little bit of a mini band, let's say. But to get Taylor Swift on the track, when she appears, like the crowd loses it with reason because she delivers. And the whole premise of the song also just makes me laugh so much because it's basically Pete Davidson writing about, you know, hanging out with these three dudes. But then it's like these three sad virgins and they keep cutting the track to be like, wait, are you writing about us? And it's like, no, totally fictional. It's not real at all. But then specifically calls them out and describes them. And the line that kills me is when he's like, that was my actual doctor. Oh my God, I love it. But seriously, shout out to Taylor because she nails her part. Like she makes a song so much better than you know, and it was already really good, but she takes it to another level. I love it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's already like really funny the way it's delivered. It's the Please Don't Destroy guys that, you know, do all the pre-tape stuff a lot of times on Saturday Night Live. And it's almost entirely delivered by Pete Davidson. And it's really funny. But then, yeah, when Taylor Swift comes in, I mean, just the pop from the crowd. I mean, you're right. They just lose their minds. But then she's really funny and kind of goes against type, which is always fun to see on that show. And yeah, it's just incredible. So I'm really glad you picked that one. I wouldn't have. My mind did not go to all there. There's probably a ton of stuff on Saturday Night Live we could have mined.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of good stuff there. But shout out to this one in particular.
All right, well, there you have it. Okay, another super awesome mix for your collection. This time, fictional bands from TV and movies. Samer and I are not fictional. We are very much real. Okay, follow us everything at Super Awesome Mix. And we're going to get to work on our next mix. So for Samer, this is Matt, and we'll see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.